Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf lamed hey. We're in the middle of a gishmak sugya, where we're trying to figure out the makoyrois for the halacha that women are potter b'mitzvahs asei shehazman groma, but the mechuyavois b'mitzvahs asei sheloi hazman groma. And on the Omer Aleph yesterday, we learned that women are potter from mitzvahs asei shehazman groma, because we learn it from tefillin. Just like tefillin women are potter, so too men are potter. Just like women are potter from tefillin, women are potter from all mitzvahs asei shehazman groma. How do we know that women are potter in tefillin? Gemara said we learn it from Talmud Torah. But that's one side of the coin. What about the other side of the coin? That women are mechuyavos b'mitzvahs asei sheloi hazman groma. And the Gemara brought a moira dikka makar from the Hilchos moira ho'avi ho'em. Because there we know that women are mechuyav in moira av. How do I know? Ish imoy v'aviv tira'u. It could have said ish imoy v'aviv tira'u. Why does it say tira'u? It's echad ho'anoshim. So therefore we learned a mamatzino from the din of Moira Avia Aim that women are machiyavois and all mitzvahs asei sheloi hazman grom. So let's take a look, just finish off once again, six lines from the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, because we're in the middle of a kasha and teretz. It's six lines from the bottom, seven lines. Vesu mitzvahs asei sheloi hazman groma noshim chayavos minolan. How do I know that women are mechuyavos mitzvahs asei sheloi hazman groma? The aleph mimoira. Moira means moira av yoim. Ma moira noshim chayavos, because it says ish miyot ha-ra'u. Afkom mitzvahs asei sheloi hazman groma noshim chayavos. Prekti yimar ben eilef mi talmid toiro. After all, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah asei sheloi hazman groma, because v'gisa b'yom v'loila, it applies 365 days a year. So let's learn from Talmud Torah the din of that noshim are potur by all mitzvah asei sheloi hazman groma. Everything one should have like Talmud Torah upiriviriv yishnei k'suma bon ki echad. By the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom repeated this halacha twice, one by Talmud Torah and one by Pirvi Rivia, that women are potter, it's mashma only by these two are they potter, but everywhere else they are chayav.
Question: do you have kol lamid despite Torah?
Yeah, kim lamid tiferes.
So you should know. Okay, so what do you have to have now? As far as you know. A source with the woman, the bankrum or not, women should be in Torah.
Everybody agrees that women are potter from Talmud Torah. The question is whether we can learn from there to other halachas generally.
And if a woman wants to do something, we frown upon that.
Well, it depends.
We don't want women to wear tefillin.
It depends on which mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs we applaud them. For instance, women that want to go and listen to Kiyush Shofar, even though they're potter. Right. Women that want to go and shakalila v'asrig, even though they're potter.
Why do you make a differentiation between tefillin and talis?
It's not I make it. Shtich and Shulchan Aruch, that women should not go and put on tefillin. They should not take it upon themselves. What's the reason why? Because women have a problem with
it. We don't allow it.
Anyway, especially since they only have a minyan on Shabbos and on Maariv. So
you allow the women to carry Sefer Torah and Sefer Torah?
Okay, anyway, beginning back to our Gemara is now talking about the fact that let's learn from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that women are potter, and it's a mitzvah asei sheloi hazman groma. Let's say that all mitzvah asei sheloi hazman groma, women are potter, and learn it from the din of Talmud Torah. Says Gemara, no, because I have shnei k'suma bon ki echad. You have Talmud Torah and Pirei V'Rivia. Top of Lamed Hey Omer Aleph. And therefore, there is a chiv on a woman to be married and to have children, to have Piri Virivia. So then I only have one left. Talmud Torah. So let's learn from Talmud Torah that women are potter by every mitzvah sasei shaloi has man grama. Everything Gemara. Mishum dava Talmud Torah opinion aben shnei ksum bank echad. Women are potter in Talmud Torah like we learned yesterday. Benech v'loi b'nei secha, b'nei chem v'loi b'nei seichem. Pinyin aben because of the pasuk that says b'chor b'necha titnuli b'necha v'loi b'nei secha. So therefore, women are potter in these two mitzvahs. That's why I cannot learn it from Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen. Frey Dimar. Uler b'yoichem b'mroike nami nehevi piri v'rivya u'moira shnei k'sum mon ki'echad v'ein melamdin. When we started off today's Gemara, we said that how do I know that women are mechuyovois b'mitzis asei shaloi ezman grama? I learn it from Moira. Moira avio aim that women are mechuyev because it says tira'u. Aha. But I only had one pasuk, one limit. So let's learn from there. Kola teira kula. And that's exactly what we learn from. Kola teira kula. Women are chayev. The mitzvahs asei shloi ezman gram. Freiti mor bar kunta b'yich men broika. They just got finished saying that by Piri V'Rivia, also women are mechuyev because it says by both of them pru urvu. Now I have two separate limudim to tell us that women are mechuyev kol ha'Torah kula. I have number one from Moira, number two I have from Piri V'Rivia. So I should go and say shnei k'sum bon ki'echad v'yei melamdin. So I'm back to square one. How do I know that women are mechuyevois by mitzvahs asei shaloi azman grama? I wanted to learn it from Moira, but according to Birchim and Broik, I have Moira together with Piri V'Rivia. Ein melamdim. So the Gemara tzrichi, no, I need both of them, and therefore it's not considered to be shnei k'sum bon ki'echad. What is the tzrichi? Because Rachmana Moira alone, because the Piri V'Rivia have a mina b'chibshu am Rachmana ish, the darka lichboish in, ish adein darka lichboish loi. The Rabbanim that disagree with Rabbi Yochanan and Broika hold that it says in the pasuk the chib shua, it's the derech shel ish lichboish and not the derech shel isha, and that's why the Rabbanim taka hold it didn't peri v'rivia only applies to the men folk. It do not apply to the women folk. There is no chiv according to the Rabbanim. So Rabbi Yochanan and Broika says that's why I need a special pasuk pru or vu to go and deflect the taina of the Rabbanan and to say the Rabbanan are not right and the women are mechuyev in the din of Piri V'Rivia. That's why I need that pasuk. Because of Piri V'Rivia alone, for the cause of Moira, Havamina, I would think that Moira, the women attack a potter. Why? Because since it says in the pasuk, ish imoy v'av of tiro, why taka does it say ish b'chlal? Just say imoy v'av of tiro. Since everybody has to go and have Moira, avi ein, what's right to ish? So, voltoi val mine, I might have thought, because ish tisipi biyara lasais, in isha de ainsi biyara lasais loi, a man doesn't have any other obligations in terms of moira, he only has to go and have moira for his parents, and therefore he can go and be mechabed them, have moira for them, no problem. However, the gabi women are, should be anyway, subservient to their husbands, and therefore, when their husband asks them to do something, and when she wants to be mechabed her parents, she has to first have allegiance to her husband. And that being the case, I would think that perhaps women that din of Moira Av doesn't apply. Maybe Moira Av Aim only applies to men and not to women. In Isha Dein Tzibiyot Lassus Loi, she doesn't have the din. Vikiva Dein Tzibiyot Lassus Loi Tzchayiv Klal. Maybe there's no Chiv at all. That's why Tzricha, that's why I have to have a separate pasuk by each. Since I need a separate pasuk by each, it's no longer Shnei K'sum HaBoin Ki'echad Ein Malamdin, but Taka Malamdin. The only time you say Shnei K'sum HaBoin Ki'echad Ein Malamdin, if there's no reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write it two times. If there are good reasons why I wrote it two times, okay. If I would only write it one time, I wouldn't know the other time. But in the case where there's no reason to write it two times, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I only mean here, and I only mean here, but nowhere else. Because otherwise, why'd I have to write it twice? I could have just written it once. So bottom line is, Zokta Gemara, I do need both the Pasuk by Moira, I do need the Pasuk by Piri V'Rivia, and therefore that's how I am able to learn from Moira that women are mechuyavais by all mitzvahs asei shaloi hazman grab.
Shnei k'sum b'chol ki'echad, and I'm sorry, just not facing it yesterday. Is that as good a limud as shadim? As a mamas, you know, kal v'chaima, is a form of limud, or it has a greater hold on us in terms of halacha?
A shnei k'sum bon ki'echad, eim lamdim, is a tzad shekineged. It's the other side of the coin. In other words, you're giving examples of limudim which we can use to teach dinim. Kavachoymes and Zeyeshovas and Hekish. If you have two ksuvim b'anki echad and ein melamdim, you cannot learn from those two psukim. Why can't you learn from those two psukim? Normally we have a klal, there's something called a mamatzino. Mamatzino is, for instance, by tefillin, I see that women are parted from tefillin, and it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. So it makes sense to say that all mitzvah seishas man, there's no Hekish, there's no Zeyeshovah, there's no Kavachoymes, just a mamatzino. I find over here, everywhere else. But if a Kodesh Baruch Hu repeats it twice in two separate places, Kodesh Baruch Hu l'chayra means to say only over here and only over there and nowhere else. Because if Hashem meant everywhere, then just say it once, like by tefillin. Why does the Torah have to repeat it twice? By the fact that Hashem Yisborach went and repeated it twice is a siman only here and only there and nowhere else. And that's the svara of Shnei Ksumim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. But that's if you don't have a good reason for the repetition. If I had to have the repetition, like over here, if I'd only say Moira, I would know Peri Virivya. I would think the Chib Shua. If I'd only say Peri Virivya, I wouldn't say Moira, because I would say only Ish should be Yadasi Peklasis. So therefore, it's not a case of Shnei Ksumim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, here Melamdim, because I need each one to tell you its own separate halach. So now we've concluded this shtickel of the Birchim and Broika, and we go back to where we started off before. We're learning it from Moira. That just like by Moira, women are mechuyavis, and it's a mitzvah say shaloi has mangrama, women are mechuyavin, all mitzvah say shaloi has mangrama. Frey di mariet, honi chalamandi amishneksu monkey echad, ein malamdin. Now what is this going back on? So Rashi says honicha is going back on the second and third line from the top of the Amud. When the Gemara asked, why don't you go and learn from Talmud Torah that women are potter, b'chol mitzvah asei shaloi hazman grama? And the Gemara says, you can't, because I have Talmud Torah, u'pidyon aben, shnei ksuvim b'chol ki echad. In both cases, these are mitzvah asei shaloi hazman grama, and women are potter, since it's two psukim, shnei ksuvim b'chol ein melamdin. That's very good according to the Mandiyama. El Mandiyama, Melamdin Mayikala Meimar. There is another Mandiyama that says even if the snakes are monkey achad, Mekenyom Melamdin. It's Amiyom Melamdin. So, Vaita, why are we learning from Moira that women are Mechuyavis? The mitzvah says, Shaloi has man grama. Let's learn from Talmud Torah. And from Pidyon Aben, or from Pidyon Aben, from both of them, it makes a difference. Melamdim, let's learn from them that women are potter. The mitzvahs asei shaloi hazman groma.
Why should women be exempt from the mitzvahs hazman groma? Why should they be exempt?
By mitzvahs asei shaloi hazman groma, it says in the Vudraham that the reason why they...
When it's not hazman groma, you say, you know, they're obligated.
Right. Okay?
Like a mitzvah boil, you're why is it? What? So you have a special day, you say they're not required. Why should you give them that option that they don't have to do the mitzvah?
The reason why mitzvah seish has man grama, women are potter, state in the svarim, state in Avudraham.
Take care of the house.
It's not that they have to take care of the house, but if it comes a time in the morning, for instance, Shachris time, and she has to go and help out her husband, and at the same time she has to go and daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm a vater on my covid, rather go and have Shalom Bayis take care of your husband, take care of your family. Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, you got to do it that time. Don't do it, I'm a vater on my covid. The Vudraham says, how do I know this svara? Because when it comes to Shalom Bayis, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always mavater. Where do we see that? By Soita, exactly. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you can go and take Shmish and Nichta Bektusha and you go and put it into the Mayim Amorim and it's going to become Nimchak. Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, how can you do that? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Fashul and Bayis is Mastim. So therefore, any mitzvah says, man grama, women are butter because they have their subservient to their husbands and their household and the ganze mishpoche. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm a vater, I'm moichel on my covet. But what's so, mitzvah say shaloi is man grama, so to do it later on. You know, she can do it any time.
It's brought down that the chiyu for men to have mitzvah asei shehazman grama is because we need some kind of external framework of time.
Uh-huh.
By the noshim, they have an internal, it's built in, it's intuitive because of their monthly cycles.
Uh-huh.
So that whole connection to the Eibishter based on like zmanim and time, this is...
Who says this?
This is
Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You have to think where it's coming from.
Anyway, so let's continue on. So, Freiti Morris, according to the Mandi Oma that Shnei Ksuma Banki Echad Melamdin, so instead of learning from Moira that women are Mechuyovais, B'mitzis Asei Shaloi Hazman Grama, let us learn from Talmud Torah that women are potter mitzvahs essentially as man grama. Ah, you said Talmud Torah opinion of bench neksum vanki echad. Big deal. This man holds melamdin. So don't learn from Moira that they're mechuyav. Go and learn from Talmud Torah that they are potter. Amar Rav Papu Noi Yadi Lo LeTaima DeHamilta. The Papu Noim know how to answer this question. Who are the Papunoi? Manor of Achabra Yankov. Papunoi is the name of a place, Papuna, of Achabra Yankov from Papuna. And what did Achabra Yankov say? On the cross in the Posik. By Tfilin again. Is obviously talking about Tfilin. And then it says, Laman Tia Toyres Hashem Beficha. That's talking about Torah generally. So Zokyet Rab Acher Bar Yankif Huksha Kola Teira Kula Letzfillin. This is not like we learned yesterday with a Ma Matzino. There's a Mita Hekish that what Ma Tfillin Mitzasei Shez Man Groma the Noshim Baturais, as we know, Afkol Mitzasei Shez Man Groma Noshim Baturais. Now, so far Rab Acher Bar Yankif really hasn't helped us yet, because on the mitzvah seishas man grama we already knew from Tfilin. Yes, it was a mamet seen it today with a hekish. But the main thing that we're bringing it is now with a diuk. Why did Hashem Yisborach make this hekish of kol atreira kula to Tfilin? He could have made this hekish to other mitzvahs. Mechlal the mitzvah say shaloyaz man grama noshim chayavois. So now for the first time, we're no longer learning it with a mamatzino from the din of Moira. The reason why women are mechuyavois b'mitzvah say shaloyaz man grama is because of this diuk from the din of Tfilin. That only mitzvah say shahaz man grama noshim apater, but mitzvah say shaloyaz man grama noshim are chayav.
So I'm missing a link here. So yesterday we said that Tfilin, because of smichas of parshias, and Tfilin was both in the middle and before that's why women are putter from mitzvah seisha as man groma.
No, I'm very, very sorry. Excuse me.
I'm confused now.
No, you're not confused now. You're not confused at all. All Yiddish kinder should be as confused as you are. But the point is, Tfilin, the Gemara asked yesterday, how do we know that women are putter from Tfilin? In other words, we said, how do we know women are potter in all mitzvah seishas man grama? We learn from Tfilin. But how do we know that women are potter from Tfilin? Maybe the mechuyim in Tfilin.
Right.
Says Gemara, because we learn Tfilin from Talmud Torah.
Okay.
What the Gemara then said is, how do I know I learn from Tfilin from Talmud Torah? Maybe I should go and learn Tfilin from mezuzah. Because just like there's a posik of smichas that you just referred to it, that of Tfilin to Talmud Talmud Torah, you have Tfilin also next to mezuzah. And we know the women are mechuyavis ben mezuzah, it's a mitzvah seisha loyaz man grama. So maybe the mechuyav also in Tfilin, Sigmar said, because in the first parasha and in the second parasha, the mitzvah of Tfilin is next to Talmud Torah, but only in the first parasha is it next to mezuzah, but not in the second parasha. That's why I'd rather learn it from Talmud Torah, not from mezuzah. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so now in today's Gemara,
So you agree that we've established absolutely concretely that women are butter now in Tfilin, right? Now we know that for sure.
I agree.
Okay, good.
No traps. I'll walk into a trap. Go ahead.
Bottom line is, women are butter in Tfilin. Okay, and of course, the din of Tfilin is mitzvah seisha zman grama. She said yesterday, a mamatzino. Just like I find the Gadosh Baruch Hu said, Gabi, this mitzvah seisha zman grama, no shemar, potter. Therefore, all mitzvah seisha zman grama, women are potter. All our Gemara is now doing today is, first of all, we are upgrading it. It's not just a mamatzino. Mamatzino is considered to be the lowest form, if you will, but it's the weakest form. Now we're converting it to a hekish, which makes it much, much stronger. Ah, okay, so now it's on the level of a hekish, and that's why I say that women happen to be potter on all mitzvah seishas man grama, because huksha kola teru kula to the din of tefillin by mitzvah seishas man grama. But now I'm also making a diuk, I'm making an inference. Just like tefillin is a dafka mitzvah seishas man grama, and huksha kola teru kula to that. However, what about a mitzvah seishas loyas man grama? Doshenisht, de takanoshim ar chayv. Now that we've learned it from this drasha, we no longer learn it from Moira, we no longer learn it from Talmud Torah, from Pidyon Rabban, Mishnei Ksuvim, the Alek Ksuvim, forget about. We're learning it from this drasha now of Tfilin. So therefore, I have Tfilin now on both sides of the coin. Both to tell you that women are potter of mitzvah say, shazman grama, and also to tell you that they are mechuyavos when mitzvah say, shaloi hazman grama. So far, so good. You're happy now. Pray, Dimar. This is what you remember. You told me this after the shiur yesterday. We taka all hold that tefillin mitzvah seisha zman grama. Why? Because it's noig only by yoim, or it's noig b'choil and not the Shabbos. Elamandi yom tefillin mitzvah seisha loya zman grama. Ma'ikal ameimar. Man Shabbos. Who holds mitzvah seisha loya zman grama? Man Shabbos. Yom tefillin mitzvah seisha loya zman grama. That's Remeir. Oh, that's Remeir. We're going to see in another line. It's not only Remeir. It's all to Rabbi Yehuda. But so far, it's only Remeir. Remeir holds that tefillin is a mitzvah say shaloi has man grama, and that's why women lechoyda should be mechuyev at all times. It's not a mitzvah say man grama. It's a mitzvah shaloi has man grama.
And on Shabbos too, for that matter,
yeah.
Right?
So what does he base it on?
Remeir?
Mitzvah say shaloi has man grama, that they have to wear tefillin. And how do you, in other words, how do you figure out who's right, whether it's man grama or not?
That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Rambam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Marna Mechabe, Mitaramo, and also and the grace of Paskim, Hein Echadami. We and you and I can't, I can't Paskim Efshiyot, Rabbi Kol, but that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us all the Sifri Psak Halacha, that we should know what to do. But Rameir held that tefillin in mitzvah say, Shaloi has man grama. Aha. Okay, so now that that's the case, so I cannot learn from this Hekish like the Papunoi, like Rav Acha Bar Yankov. So now I'm back to square one once again. How does Remeir know that by all mitzvahs asay shaloi hazman groma that women are mechuyavos? Ah, you're going to go and tell me that I learned it from Moira. But the Gemara says, why don't I learn from Talmud Torah that they are potter? So you said before, because Talmud Torah and Pinyin Rabban are snakes and monkey echad, ein melamdim, honi, chalamandiyam, ein melamdim. But according to Badiyam, melamdim, my ikal meimar. So tomorrow, the whole kash later, the soul of snakes and monkey echad, so therefore I cannot go and learn it from Talmud Torah. I cannot go and learn it from Pidyon Rabban, and therefore I learn it from Moira, like I said back on the Amud base. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amish takes a monkey echad melamdin, and it's almost to say shaloi hazman grama my ikal meimar. Oh, now I'm really in trouble according to Rabbi Yehuda, because lechoyra I should learn instead of from Moira that women are mechuyavos. Let's learn from Talmud Torah that women are potter. So he said, no, can't learn from Talmud Torah because Talmud Torah and Pidyon Rabban takes a monkey echad melamdin. But I just said now, according to Bani Yama, melamdin. Rabbi Yehuda holds melamdin. If you hold melamdin, let's learn that women are potter. The whole mitzvah asay shloi hazman grama. Learn from Talmud Torah that they're potter. So maybe it looks like the Papunoi. The Papunoi say, I go make a diak. I learn from tefillin, just like tefillin is mitzvah say shazman grama, and women are potter. But mitzvah say shloi hazman grama, women are 1 second. But Rabbi Yehuda holds tefillin mitzvah say shloi hazman is a mitzvah say shloi hazman grama. He doesn't learn like the Papunoi. He holds tefillin is taka mitzvah say shloi hazman grama. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how would I know that women are mechuyavos by all mitzvahs asay shaloi hazman grama? Let's learn from the din of Talmud Torah that women should go and be potter. Everything in Mara mishum dahav matzah simcha v'hakel shloi shiksuvim aboyin ki echad. That really doesn't respond to the question. We're trying to go and figure out the din of women being chayiv b'mitzvah say shaloi hazman groma. And therefore, what is the Gemara telling us over here? If you look at the Rashi, or the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Malamdin. See, Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. But Sanhedrin, Perek Dalim, he says, the Omer Namib Be'erev, and Tfil Mitzah say, Shaloi Yazman Grama, Ma'ika Lameima, Mehechi Teisi Ptura, Le Mitzah Asay Shazman Grama. How do I know there's a Ptur for Mitzah Asay Shazman Grama according to Rabbi Yehuda? The whole Raya that women are potter, the Mitzah Asay Shazman Grama, is all based on Tfilin. But you're telling me that tefillin is not a mitzvah asay shehazman groma. You're telling me that tefillin is a mitzvah asay sheloy hazman groma. So Ibazoi, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that women are potter the mitzvah asay shehazman groma? Let's go and learn lemoshel from matzah or from hakel that women are mechuyavos by mitzvah asay shehazman groma. Women are mechuyev to go and eat matzah, like we learned yesterday. Because she yeshnoi be iser achol chometz, yeshnoi be mitzvah sachidas matzah. Same thing, women are mechuyev in hakel. Hakel is omu, anoshim vihan, noshim vihataf. Ezoi bazoi, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn now the din of the p'tur of women in mitzvah sachidas man grama? Let him learn l'moshel from matzah and for hakel that they're a chayiv. But normally we say shnei some monkey echad ein malamdin abe halzach yom malamdin. So tomorrow because I have three, I have matzah, simcha, and hakel. Shloishik some monkey echad. Well, women are mechuyavos in all three. The mechuyav to eat matzah, the mechuyav to have simcha on yontif, and to go together hakel once every 7 years. The simcha is a little bit schwer because didn't we say yesterday that women don't have an inherent mitzvah of simcha, but rather it's a mitzvah incumbent on the husband or misha shiruya etzlay. It's not on her herself. So Rashi asks that. Rashi says lo yisvino lanke abaya. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the abaya. The amale el isha bala mesamcha, and he holds that women taka have their own mitzvah of simcha, and therefore I have three mitzvahs. Shleik simon keachad, shleik simon keachad, ein malamdin. Moira is the gabi and mitzvah say she loyas mangram. We are now transferring now to mitzvah say she as mangram. In other words, normally we say we learn it from tefillin. That just like they're potent tefillin, but that's because we hold that it's mitzvah say she as mangram. But Rami and Yehuda both hold that it's mitzvah say she loyas mangram. So I cannot use it now as a makor for the p'tur of women by mitzvah say she as mangram. So I have to learn it from somewhere else. So I would say let's learn it from matzah. No, I can't learn it from matzah because matzah and hakel. If you only had those two, you'd have to be stuck. But Baruch Hashem, I have three. I have matzah, simcha, and hakel. Therefore,
how do you fulfill simcha?
I'm sorry, Nachum, what's up to you?
Matzah, we know. Hakel, we know. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of simcha on yontif?
In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, you had it by karbonis, a karbon shlomim. And nowadays, you have, it depends, men or women. Men, the Gemara says, have yayin or basar, and women have klei pishta and tachshitim, jewelry, ekadim.
So basar is part of simcha?
Basar, yeah, but in the time of the Torah was basar shlomim.
No, I say today.
Today? Yeah. Whatever. A person gives simcha, yayin and then basar
so
gives simcha.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why are you asking this question?
Because a certain preceding rabbi said,
yeah,
you should become vegetarian.
Vegetarian, okay.
Okay, so question is, how do you have simcha and basar? It's supposed to be that you're supposed to eat.
I don't know which rabbi you're talking to. Whoever it is, I think you should call him up and ask him and discuss it with him. So let's go back to Yigmar.
Plus, it's not my question. The cardinal holds it's Ezra's
mind. So, Nachum, Nachum, was up to you?
The one part of my number says Mrs. Bilder's Mrs. Bilder's Bilder's Mrs. Bilder's 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 B it's simcha and yom tov is just with wine, because since it's supposed to be with the shlomim, we don't have shlomim, it's just chulin nowadays.
That was Rashi and Toisus. You see, the Toisus that we had yesterday, Isha Bala Masamcha, Toisus was quoting from another Gemara that said the ikar simcha by men is the yayin, and the ikar simcha by the women, bizmanazeh, is into clay pishtan. But if you, Toisus quotes it here on the side, Isha Bala Masamcha, kosher beitam, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zorkti Marv Chal Mitzis Loisesei. By Mitzis Loisesei, it makes no difference. It's man groma, ain't man groma. Women are chayiv. That's crystal clear. How do I know? The Gemara brings three separate limudim, and the Gemara is going to ask, what do I need all three for? Amr Yudah Marav Chintan Vira Bishmol. Amr Kratz in the Pasuk. Ish oi isha ki yas mikol chatis adam. Why does it have to say ish oi isha that do any type of chatis, a type of chet, and isa lav? Ish rakasa ish li ish lichol oin sheba toira. To go and tell you that just like men get punished, women get punished if they're over on a chet. Vera Blezaton, I have another pasuk on Makro. I should toss him lefneim. This is the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'ele Mishpatim should toss him lefneim. And this is referring to the whole Parshas Mishpatim, including all the Isuri Lavin, Vaino, and the Gabe Gzeila, etc., and Hezek. All the things that we learn in Parshas Mishpatim says that Chatosim Lifneihem Ishvakasi Yishal Ishvachol Dinim Shabbatayr, all the Dinim of Choshen Mishpat that you have in Parshas Mishpatim. The way Chizkitana Omakra Behemis Ish Oy Isha, this is talking about a Shor, which is Shor Haniskal, in other words, it's a Shor Amud, I should say, Shor Amud, and the Shor Amud went and Chas Sholem killed a man or a woman. The halach is that the Balabas has to pay Koifer. And this applies whether or not the shor killed a man or a woman. Aha. So all three halachas, so we have three psukim, one from the Kolchatas Adam, one from Parshas Mishpatim, one from the case of a shor amud. What do I have to have? All three limudim. The Ashmin Akamais, but only said the first limud. That's Mishim Kapara. Chos Rachmona Allah. There we're talking about Isha Isha Shiasu Mikolchatas Adam. To be able to get away chas v'sholem from that oynish, if the person the marshal did it b'shoigig, you go and bring a karam chatas. Ah, you bring karam chatas to give you a kapara. That's why the Torah is mashvet to go and give a kapara, not only for the men folk, but also for the lady folk. Avodinim ema ish debar masa matin in ishaloi. The hilchas choshen mishpat should only apply to men and not to women, because women should be the akeris abayis at home. Kol kvud bas melech penima. They shouldn't be out in the workplace, and therefore all the workplace halachas should only apply to men and not to women. That's what I might have thought. Kamash malan tosim lifneiam. It applies to women as well. V'yesh min and ha'if, and only say the din of tosim lifneiam by dinim choshem ish b'shem l'chayusi, because men and women both have to be able to have a parnosan. They have to have a livelihood. They have to have life. Therefore, we're mashva isha leish, that in case they do have to go in the workplace, that the same halachas apply. Inim avaynoa, midgazlin, zeilin, geneva, etc. Aval koifer, the din legabe a shor hamud that kills chas v'sholem a man or a woman. If it wouldn't say woman, I would think aval koifer ema ish debar mitzvahs en. Ishaloi, that maybe when the Torah said that you have to pay koifer is only if a shor amud kills a man, because he's a bar mitzvah, meaning that he has all the tariag mitzvahs. Sai the loisesses, sai the mitzvah seish as man grama, mitzvah seish aloi as man grama. Ava ishaloi, but isha doesn't have the mitzvahs aseish as man grama, and therefore maybe you don't have to pay koifer. Maybe you'd have to pay a different type of tashlumen. Kamash malon, no, that the same thing Allah applies, both to Ish and to Isha. V'yashmin and ha, if we would only go and tell you that final halacha legabe, the den of paying koifer, mishum the ikar ibn neshama, because the shor killed a Jewish individual. Makes no difference, male or female. Chas rachman alon, therefore the Torah says, oh, you kill a female, just like a male, you gotta pay koifer. Avlahanach tarati, which you don't involve, that ibn neshama is just talking about an iser, that a person is oiver. Ey maloi, maybe I'm not mashva Isha. That's why I have to have all three limudim. But the ma'isa, since I need all three, it's not a case of shloshiksum b'kechad ein malamdim. Each one is takim malamdim, and I learned the din that women are mechuyavos by all mitzvahs loisesei, with the exception of three that we have in our Mishnah. What are the three? Baal takif, which is the payas, or baal tashchis is referring to a beard, or baal tatame lamesim. These are the only three yisurim that only apply to the menfolk and don't apply to the womenfolk. And that's why women are allowed to do hakofas aroish, they're allowed to take off the payas, they're allowed to go and take off the beards. Of course, most women don't have beards, but if you have an occasional extraordinary case of a woman having a beard, she'd be allowed to remove the beard. And there's no din by koihanois, not to mitame lamesim, they're allowed to go chas v'sholem to any labaya and to become tummy. Okay, how do I know these three halachas? Bishloim apal to tamal and mason dechsiv. Emel kehanim bnei aharon, lenefesh lo yitama bi'amav. Now, I know kehanim are bnei aharon. They're not bnei Avrum Yitzvah Yaakov. They are Avrum Yitzvah Yaakov, but they're bnei aharon. So, I bazoi, where do I have to bnei aharon? Bnei aharon aloi bnei saharon. To go and tell you, only the bnei, but not the bnei. Bnei have no din of the tumah of lenefesh lo yitama bi'amav. So, how do I know that women don't have a din of pious? These two come together in the same pasuk, and therefore, what I learned from this: the word hashchasa over here is from loisashchis eis paas zekonecha. That just like women do not have the din of removal of beards, they don't have the din of removal of the hair on the side of the peis. Maybe they also have the din of beards, that women are not allowed to go and grow, they're not allowed to cut their beards. So to my ibay same svar. The reason why there's no din of pas zikonecha by women is because they don't have beards, and that's the reason why there are less nubash chasa. Even if you have an extraordinary case of an occasional woman that does have facial growth, so now this is very strange, because the Torah starts off b'loshen rabim, and it ends off like it says roishchem. Let's say pas zikanchem, my zikancha. So therefore, either alpi svara or alpi drasha, I see that women are potter from the iser of hashchasas hazaken. That being the case, they're also potter from the din of hakofa saroish, from the din of peis.
If you have a situation, the possibility, if there's a possibility that a woman would develop a beard, would she be allowed to do
the rule? Gemara says she'd be allowed to take a razor and remove the beard, bakal mikra kol, from beginning to end without any iser problem whatsoever. Freiti mor azay v'loy v'tanya v'feisha b'risa nishtozoy zekana isha v'hasoris she'ha'alu seir. Even though women typically don't have an asoris, means he doesn't have simonim, they normally wouldn't have seir, but nevertheless, if they do have zekana isha v'hasoris, hari hain kizok l'chol debrayim, it's considered to be a beard like all beards. My love, aren't we talking about lashchasa? What else would we be talking about? A beard is a beard, you know, like gabi hashchasa. Zeichtach, the women do have the chiyav of hashchasa, and you told me before they don't have the din. Amr Abaye lahashchasa limotzis amris. There's nothing to talk about. Avad and avada, there is no din of hashchasa zazokin by women. Women can go and take off their beards with razors. It's not a problem. How do I know? Says Abaya, not only do I have the svara of before, and not only do I have the zakanecha, v'loy zakan ishtecha, but I have even much stronger svara, because I learn akzeira shova pa'as memnei ahar. Malalo noshim beturais avkan noshim beturais. What is the pa'as memnei ahar? Because I have the pasuk which we just quoted, v'loy zakifu pa'as roishchem, v'loy zchashches es pa'as zakanecha, shtei to pa'as. And then I have another pasuk, v'loyikruchu korcha beroishim ufa'as zikonam lo yigalechu. One of the psukim is talking about parshas Emor, which is the parsha of the Kohanim, and just like women, the Benoi Saharan are potter on Hashchasa, so I learned pa'as pa'as that Benoi Yisrael are also potter from Hashchasa. How do I know that Benoi Saharan are potter? Because I learned pa'as pa'as from the Aharan. Ma'alalo noshe b'tureis, avkan noshe b'tureis. V'yisfirulon d'chikosa b'nei Aharan akulin yonoksiv nishtekro minei. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is, we start off the parsha Emel Kahana b'nei Aharon lenefesh lo yitama bi'amav ki mesher akarav eilov, etc., etc. And of course the Torah talks about the din of tumah, but then the pasuk immediately goes and changes and talks about other dinim that apply to b'nei Aharon. For instance, isha zayna v'chalal lo yikalchu v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikalchu kineis l'kaval roisha, the dinim that they are not allowed to go and marry to certain types of women, a grusha, a zoyin, a chalol. But besides that, the pasuk continues on, vaitim parshas emor, layikrichu korcha beroishim, then I'll let it go and make carvings into their head, uf asikonim layigalechu, then I'll let it take off their beards, uf sarm lisur tu sarotes, not make a srita in there, and we'll see much more about what srita is, korch is, on the bottom of the oven. But the point is, that's also in the parsha of parshas emor. And now the question is the din of Parshas Emor b'nei Harim v'loi b'nei Saharim, does that apply to the ganze Parsha? Or does that only apply to the din of Lenevish lo yitama bi'aba? We normally think of it only talking about Hilchos Tumah v'Taharah. But our Gemara at this point is assuming that B'nai Haran v'Li B'nai Saran is talking about all the Isurim. And therefore, the Pa'as Zekonim lo yigalechu only applies to the menfolk. It doesn't apply to the women. And since I already have by Kohanim, this din of as state pas zikarim leigalecha only by men and not by women, and by regular Yisraelim it says loisachres es pas zikonecha. So I learned pas the Yisraelim from the Kohanim. They just like by the Kohanim, it's Kohanim v'loy Kohanois. Same thing Yisraelim v'loy Yisraeli yois. And therefore Zokta Yimara, Zokta Baya, it's crystal clear that women are parted from Hashchosim Nehar. Ma'al Alon Noshim Peturais, Afkan Noshim Peturais. You're telling me now, how do I know by women, by Bnei Aharon, that the women Koyhanois are potter, because Bnei Aharon v'loi Bnei Saharon? Aha! What do I even need now the Pa'as Gzeira Shava? Let's go to Mita Kal V'choymer. V'teza Kal V'choymer. V'anu Amina. Umadok Koyhanim Shariba Behem Mitzis HaKosit. Mitzis Yisairois. We know that Kohanim have many more mitzvahs than the rest of Klal Yisrael, but nevertheless, the Torah says, but it only applies to the men Kohanim and Aharon, v'lo b'nei Saharon. So Yisrael, where they have fewer mitzvahs than the Kohanim, then certainly I should go and say Yisrael lo kolshkein, that only the men and not the women. And that be the case, what do I need the Gzeira Shava pi'as? Just learn it from a Kal V'choymer. Without the Pa'as, I would think that the din of Bnei Harav Le Bnei Saharan stops after Hilchos Tumah, and then all the rest apply both to Bnei Aharon and to Bnei Saharan. By having the Pa'as comes to tell you that it's not Hifzik Inyan, but it keeps on going, that the whole parish is only Bnei Aharon and not Bnei Saharan. Because otherwise, what do I need Pa'as for? Mushduchzain to go and tell you this din, that just like Bnei Saharan are potter by Hashchosa, same thing, the Bnei Yisrael are potter by Hashchosa. Pray tomorrow, was the Raya, Hashdanami, namely Hifzik Inyan. I can go and tell you, by Emerson, there is a Hifzik, meaning that only by the din of Tumah is there a din of Bnei Aharon v'loi Bnei Saharon. It doesn't go for the whole parsha. The imishim gzeira shava. What are you going to tell me as gzeira shava? What do I need it? The gzeira shava pa'as. Mi boyle, I need it for another din. Okay. To tell you the kiddushanya. To define what does it mean. Or v'loi sashka says pa'as zikonecha. What does that mean? The kiddushanya. It says in the pasuk as v'loi galeichu. I would think that the halacha is not only by a razor, but it applies even with a scissors or with a kosher shaver. I would think that it's also osur. It says, I have two psukim over here. One pasuk by Yisraelim, v'loi sashchis, es pa'as zikonecha. And then I have a pasuk by the kahanim, ufa'as zikonem lo yigalechu. Here it says hashchosa, here it says giluach. So if we just say giluach, giluach means a shave, I would think any type of shave. A shave, even if you shave it with a scissors. Tamaloy and sashchis. The word sashchis has in mind total destruction. Hashchosa. What means total destruction? It goes all the way to the skin that you don't see any beard whatsoever, zero. That you can't do with a scissors. Everybody knows a scissors doesn't go all the way to the skin. You always have at least a short stubble. I would think that if you go and remove it, malakir hitni is a machloikis malakir hitni is. The derech klal the mafarshim learn it means with a plane. Plane, we don't mean an airplane. Yeah, the nozer also, the same gemara there too. All right, exactly. Exactly. By nozer also said the same thing. Anyways, what's a malakir hitni? It's a plane. Plane means, for those of you that have ever seen, if they want to straighten out a beam, let's say made out of wood, so what happens if there's something sticking out from one side to the other? So you have such a cutter, which is called a plane, which makes it nice and smooth. So therefore, what happens if a person would use such a plane which you use in construction, he uses it on his face. I would think yechayiv, he should be chayiv, because that does a real hashchosa. It can get all the way to the skin. It's got to be doimet de giluach. And most people, when they shave their beards, they don't use a plane. And that's the plain truth. So, bazoi. Okay, tzad. What do I have now? These two psukim together. Giluach sheyesh ba hashchosa. It's got to be a shave where it's total destruction. Where do I have a shave? Total destruction. This is talking about a tar, talking about a razor. So bottom line is, up to Gemara, Vaita, I don't know that women are potter b'hashchosa sazokin according to Abaye. Because your whole raya was from pas pas. And you said that from pas pas by the fact that the Torah gives you this k'seir shavah. Is the chasim in loy hifsik or inyan? But the din of B'nai Aharon continues on the entire parasha. So, no. B'nai Aharon only deals with hilchois, tumah v'tahara. Nothing else. What do we have the pas pas for? To go and tell you the din of tar, that hashchasa only applies to razors, but maybe it applies also to women. The women are not allowed to take off their beards if they were to have a beard. How do you know? Less no hashchasa is okay. Did you want him? Came dichtuv kra es sheb zekonecha my paas zekonecha. What's the main thing Gemara says? In the pasuk by Yisraelim it says loisakifu paas roishchem. Zok Tiyamara, the second pa'as I don't need. I could have said lo yisakifu pa'as roishchem, v'lo yisashchis es zikonecha. Zok Rashi, if that's what it would say, I would know the word pa'as because it's one sentence, it's one pasuk. Lo yisakifu pa'as roishchem, v'lo yisashchis es zikonecha. What's my zikonecha? The pa'as that we were talking about before. Pa'as roishchem, pa'as zikonecha. It's all one and the same. So I would be able to learn the din of hashchosa mit giluach, that it's got to be daf katar, even without repeating the word pa'as again by the Yisraelim, pa'as zikonecha. So why does it say my pa'as zikonecha? Shema min atarati comes to tell you both dinim. Din number one, the din of giluach, sheish ba hashchosa, that it's got to be betar. And number two, the pa'as pa'as comes to tell you that loy hifseka inyan, but it continues on, and therefore b'nei haran v'loy b'noy saharan legabe hashchosa. Okay? And therefore, Pas Pas tells you the same thing applies to women, Yisraelios, that they're all to Potter, Ashkosis, Azokin. Fine. So, bottom line is, I know now that women are Potter, Ashkosis, Azokin. There's no question about it. Azoyesis. Period. And since that's the din, that's the same thing like Abi Akofis Arois. The same din applies that women are Potter in Pais. Fake Timora. But what about that price that we had before? That it is a beard. You just told me concretely that there is no din hashchosa zokin by women. So what's the din zokin lechol devrei? Last week, Sedra. What's last week, Sedra? The Gemara tells us, the Torah tells us, that there's a difference between a nega on a person's basar, on the flesh, and a nega when you have on the roish oy bezokan. What are the differences? You remember last week, it said if you have a nega on the basar, it only is metama if you have hairs that grow out, seyer lovan tzomachbay, that the seyer lovan white hairs. Masha'enkin, if you're talking about a nega roish oy bezokan, there it says seyer hatzohoiv. Tzohiv means a golden yellowish type of hair. So there are differences then between a regular nega on the rest of the body and a nega on the roish or on the zokin. Why is the roish or zokin different? Because that's a place of hair and therefore it's different than all the rest of the body. Zokti Gemara yet, what about women that don't typically have a beard? And if they were to develop a nega on their chin or on their cheeks, what would you say? Would you say that that's like on regular basar that you look for the seir halavan? Or do you say that it's like Rosh Hazakan and therefore would have the din of seir tzohoiv? Dojok de braisa, a regular woman that doesn't have a zakan, then it would taka be regular flesh, and therefore it would be a din of seir lovan. However, those women that do have zakan isha, a very rare case, but if that were to transpire, what's halacha? The zakin kizakin lechol divrayim, meaning the gabi hilchois negoyim. What's the gabi hilchois negoyim? That you look for a seir tzohiv and not for the seir lovan. That's what this braisa is coming to tell you. See, if you look quickly at the Rashi, the Tumas Negoyim, parallel to our Gemara, more or less, a 3 or 4 line higher. Tumas Negoyim is a Rashi. She simone makab seyar chalukim isimone or boser. Shimonegi or boser ksiv seyar lovon. Umasimone niske roish vizakin seyar tsahiv. The kamahacha tim helse isha seyar bizkena. On her face, have some money nigga kidin niske zakin and not kiniske or basa. Okay, Zayigit, that's what I need the brisa to tell you. Freighty Gamara, come on, give me a break. That's what I have a brisa for. Thomas Negoim Behajik Siva, Toshtetach Mefeirish in the Teira, the Ish I Isha, Kievoi Nega, Kievoi Noga, Beroish Oi Bezokan. So what does that mean, Beroish Bezokan? If a woman doesn't have a Zokan, she doesn't have a Zokan. Ah, so those women that do have a Zokan, what is that look? I like the Psukim continue on talking about the Seir Tzohif. So I Bazoi, Freighty Gamara, I don't need a brisa to tell you Beferish and passing in the Chumash, despite the Chiedain. It's not telling you about the Tumas Negoim, it's about the Taharis Negoim. What means Taharis Negoim? Every Mitzayra, this is already the beginning of this week's Sedra, Vushtayt and Parish is Mitzayra, that when the Mitzayra Biyoim Tarasai, Vuva La Koyin, and the Koyin decides, Venim Nirpa Nega Tzaras Mena Tzarua, what does the person have to do? The person has to go and bring two Tzipoirim, Tziparachai, on Pnei Asadi, you have to shecht one of them, you have to take the other one, and you spritz it, Ezoiv Tlishi, Tlas, like it says in the Torah. And in addition to that, you have to have tiglachas. Tiglachas means over the whole entire body. So therefore, it's coming to tell you that this din of taras negoyim, if a woman were to have a nega on her zakan, on her a woman that developed the zakan, and she has the seyar tzohoiv, and therefore that she becomes tamei d'shtei pefesh in the Torah, isha isha, that I know. However, how do I know that if that Nega Baruch Hashem disappears and goes away, that she has all the dinim of Taharas Mitzoyra, that she has to go through the whole process, mit the Tiglachas, mit the Shtei Tzipoyrim, etc. How do I know that? Dozok de Braisa, that Zakana Isha Basar, Shehelu Seir Arik and Zaglachal de Brayam, that if they become Tohar from that Nega, then they have to do the whole process to Taharas Mitzoyra. Freitimar, I still don't understand. Pshita, kimin de bastumi, bastaharihi. If she is a full-fledged Metzoyra by having a nega on her beard site, on her chin and on her face, where normally she has her beard, and now she has this nega, and you're telling me that this nega applies to women just like to men, isha isha, kiya, voynoga, barosh, bezokan, the same din. So fashteitzach, if and when that nega goes away, then they have the same din of taharis Metzoyra. So what is the price of telling us? Zimor, no, itzrich, I'll tell you. So the pasuk itself is not crystal clear, because I could learn the pasuk in the following way: Isha Isha Kievoi Nega Beroish. By an ish or an ish, if they have a nega beroish, all the dinim apply. And then the pasuk continues on: Beroish Oy Bezokan. What do I learn from the zakan? Hadas on the ish. That only applies to an ish. It doesn't apply to an isha. An isha doesn't have a zakan. So therefore, I wouldn't know the din of the brisa. Kamashul. That's why the brisa has to go and tell you. Most women don't have it. But if you have an occasional one out of a million women that does grow a beard, what would be the halacha? Then she has the same din of the negoyim as well as the tahara, just like the men. What is the din by the negoyim? That there has to be seir tzohiv and not seir halovan. And then when they come tar, they have to do the same process of mitzoyra tar. Okay, kamashua. Good. This, now we have finished the limudim on our Mishnah. Peis, Hashchas Azokan, and Tumas Mes. Come again, Isi, and say, you left out one. Isi Tani, Af Bal Yikrchu, Noshim Peturois. Same thing again, Bal Yikrchu. A Yikrchu Korcha Beroishim, that means to go and make bald spots on your head. Why are you doing it? Normally did that was a Masa and Moiri. They normally did it because of a mess. And many of them, they put pull out the hair literally, and therefore that then is osir. Oh, but it's only osir to men and not to women. How do I know? My time is easy. The Dor Shachi. It says the pasuk bonim atem l'shem lekechem bonim l'shem lekechem. Lois is going to do. Lois is sima korcha bein enechem lo meis. Don't make a korcha. Even if it's bein enechem, means like tefillin. It means on top of the head. It doesn't mean literally between the eyes. Now, what's the reason why? Ki am kodesh atel l'shem lekechem. You're not like the Amorim. You're a special nation. Therefore, Loisis gardo loisis simu karcha. But it says at the beginning of the pasuk bonim saitashim bonim v'loy bonois. Only men and not women. Therefore, women would be able to go and pull out the hair just like the amorim. Not a problem. Faith tomorrow. What's the right? The karcha. I'm the karcha. I ain't ela ligadida. Because after a look at the lashon pasuk. What happens right after that? Lois is going to do. It's only after that it says Lois is simu karcha. We're jumping over the Lois is going to do. This going to do means to go and make incisions. Oh, so Timark, I'm kodesh. Since at the end of the pasuk says I'm kodesh, I'm is referring to both men and women. Harik did Omer to go and tell you both men and women. It's interesting to zach. I have a pasuk both with a riboy and a miut. The miut is banim, like banais. The riboy is ki am kodesh. Am includes both men and women. But we're doing it in reverse over here. Why is it reverse? Because the miut, the banim, is next to the lois is going to do. The lois is simu karcha is next to the riboy. So ki mar mar isa le rabbi says agdida lehoitis akarcha. I should go and do it the other way around. And I should go and say the bonim, the like bonis is referring to the gdida, making the incisions in a person's flesh. And the lisima karach, I should say, applies to both men and to women. What's going on? Everything, what I'll tell you. Marbani is a gdida, shiyeshna b'makam haseya, v'shaloi b'makam seya. Making an incision into your flesh, that could be anywhere. It could be on the head, it could be on the body, it could be on the chest, on the stomach, on the legs, anywhere. Makim seif shalom makim seif, and therefore it's a much more inclusive and much more chomer dika isur, and therefore that's why I say it applies both to men and to women. It's so chomer applies everywhere. Since it only applies to seir, karcha means to go and pull out hair, make bald spots. Okay. Men have bald spots potentially both on their head and on their beard. Women don't have the beard here, therefore they don't have the din of karcha, since karcha is a much more limited halacha on the head, and it doesn't apply and on the beard, but women don't have beard, they don't have facial hair, and therefore it's a much more limited halacha. Maybe I should go and say the bonim l'ashem lekechem applies both to lois is going to do and to the din lois is simu karcha ben enechem. Ah, you ask for kikosav ki am kodesh Hashem lekecha. Maybe b'sritu. Maybe it's talking about hilchos srita, because I have another pasuk that says leikuchu karcha beroisham uvahasikanim leigalechu uvivsarim leyisutu sarotes. And therefore, maybe this am kodesh Hashem lekecha is talking about srita. Now, what's the difference between gedida and srita? So the Gemara learns in the Havamina that these are two different things. Both of them are incisions in a person's flesh, but one is chad biyad, the chad bikli. One where the person is doing it, for instance, with his fingernails, and he's making these types of saritois, and the other is talking about bikli, chas v'shalom, you go and take a knife. And therefore, says the Gemara, maybe the din of banav, like banav is applying to both the din of gedida, like skaridu, and the din of karcha. But it's not applying to srita, and srita is where you have the am kodesh v'shalom kecha, that applies to men and to women. Everything works. So, easy. Srita u gedida achasi. He holds that both the din of srita and gedida are one and the same, since they both happen to be exactly the same. So you can't go and say this only applies to gedida and to karcha, but srita is a different din because they're both the same, both srita and gedida. We can learn another couple lines, but this, like today's blot, is going to continue on in tomorrow. Abai Omar, I have another mekar for Isi. How does Isi know that the din of karcha only applies to men and not to women? Until now we learn based on the pasuk bonim, fulei bonois. Says Abai, I have another drasha. Tegom karcha karcham ne'aharoin. Malalo noshim b'turais, avkan noshim b'turais. Aha, what is the karcha karcham ne'aharoin? Here it says, v'yikruchu karcha b'roishem, v'asikonam le'igalechu. And then I have a similar pasuk l'gabe Yisrael. Bonim atem l'shem l'kechel, l'skoyd l'simu karcha, b'ne nechem l'meis. That was the pasuk we quoted before, l'simu karcha. And by b'nei ahar, it says, v'yikru karcha, so learn karcha karcha. Just like b'nei ahar, v'lei b'noi saharin, because in this man, the Yama holds, loy hif Sukainian, the whole parsha is been a havelib and hard. It's Afkan, Noshim, Beturais. Peace for your Lord, Mitch, we'll continue on tomorrow. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Called to Reb Hanani, Menakasha, Oimer, Rotz, Gurish, Bokul, Zakas, Israel.